Hey, Lex Coach Mike here, LexCoachMike.com. This is a sample of a drill. They call it the Mason-Dixon drill from Coach Mike Murphy at Penn. Man, he's been a great friend of the site and just so appreciate his honesty and his frankness. You'll hear him refer to four tribes if you go back and look in our website. A couple years ago, maybe 3 years ago, Coach took his entire squad and broke them into four unique units, and he named each one after an Indian tribe. And then he uses those four units to compete in practice with different drills, thereby establishing competitive elements that keep score between the four teams, keep weekly, monthly tracks of all that. When the freshmen come in, they're drafted by the upperclassmen into one of the four quote-unquote teams or tribes from the year before, and that's where all that comes from. Anyway, in this drill, we got three offensive players behind. We got a line of four players up near the top of the box. Three guys from behind carry out. We play 3v2. Those two guys that were on defense are out. Four new players come in from up top carrying the ball, and those three guys that originally started on offense are now on defense. So it's a 3v2 quickly into a 4v3, and then ultimately they switch the groups, right? So if the white pennies were behind on offense to begin with, initiating the 3v2, then ultimately they come back 3 or 4 minutes later. You switch total teams on the drills, and they're up top with a group that's going to play 4v3. So 3v2 into 4v3. Coach explains it a lot better than me. Without further ado, here's Coach Mike Murphy from Penn.
And there are a lot of things that go into that, but the energy that we practiced with and hopefully the energy we played with in games was much higher than it had been since I'd been here probably. Little things like playing music at practice and just the pace of drills. Our mantra last year was pace and passion, and hopefully we played with those things. We tried to incorporate drills in practice that utilized those things and rewarded those things. And we probably went away from, more of the 6-on-6 that we'd been doing, a couple of years ago, and did a little bit more transition, even, unsettled, like half field unsettled that isn't a transition, but an odd numbered thing, whether it be 3-on-2, like West Jenny, or, half field build up things and stuff like that, where the pace of the ball and the bodies on offense were rapid and it put some pressure on the defense to communicate and recognize and do things like that. So I would tell you that we have evolved drastically since the last time we spoke.
It's almost retro, right? I mean, because the first time we talked, I can remember, and only a handful of coaches were doing it at the time. And it's interesting, man. On a chalkboard, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I
I
mean,
want to get up and go. The kids want to get up and go. Or, I mean, let's get up and go. And
yeah.
we come back, and you've always integrated some station work in and other stuff like that. It's kind of an interesting phenomenon. And again, it's a cool thing for LaxCoachMike.com to be able to listen to all these trends and what's going on,
Yeah, no doubt.
So,
And the more I do this, the more I realize that there isn't a singular right way to do anything, really, whether it's shooting or defense or practice planning. It's got to fit the group, and every group's a little bit different from one year to the next and one program to the next. And, I think people have to do what they're comfortable with and be themselves.
yeah, the only thing that I would add to that is, I think the millennial factor is definitely an influence.
Oh, no doubt.
The tank is so much smaller. I mean, we try to not run the same drills 2 days in a row just to keep their attention span up. I think I can't remember doing a podcast in the last 6 or 7 years where they didn't have a clock on the field, they weren't timing the drills and creating that sense of urgency. You've always integrated that with the competition element. Are you still running the four tribes?
We are. Yep. Same four tribes, and every day we try to do at least one or two things that are competitive. Sometimes it might just be, a star drill stick work. Other days it'll be, some scrimmaging. Like yesterday, we did a little 4-on-4 across the field competition, like 5-minute games with all short sticks. So it varies, but the tribal thing drives a lot of what we do, kind of throughout the year.
Yeah, for the listeners, just on the search box on my site, just put in Coach Murphy Penn, and I wrote a whole article on it because I thought it was so cool and a great way to start to build teamwork in the fall and integrate the guys in. And I don't want to rehash it, but yeah, go back and look at it, man. It was really interesting. And incidentally, out of 100 and whatever it is now, 65 or 70 hours, 170 hours of podcasts, I've never seen anybody else do that. I mean,
Oh,
that's
wow.
pretty cool. Huh.
Yeah, I don't think I came up with it. I think I stole the idea from a couple different people.
Yeah, you did, and I wish I could remember the guy's name so we could give him credit. The guy that's the AD now.
Aaron Quinn gave me the idea, and some other people have, I'm sure, added to it over time.
So when the kids get there, you come right out. You let them do. Are they doing shooting stick work on their own before you actually get into the practice? And are you coming out electric with a 3v2 or a 4v3?
Yeah, we generally start most days, almost every day this time of year, with something like that. Yesterday, we have a new version that Coach Abbott brought to us called Mason Dixon, where it's a 3-on-2 right into a 4-on-3. And basically you get 3 minutes of offense. So two tribes against two tribes, and team A, let's call it tribe, you know, Mohawk and Cherokee say are team A, and the other two tribes are team B. Team A will come in on a 3-on-2, and then those three guys will now play defense against the four offensive guys from team B. And we'll do it that way for 3 minutes, and then we'll flip flop who has the 3-on-2 and 4-on-3 and keep a running score.
So that's the three guys that were on offense stay in the drill, and then four new guys come into the drill?
Correct, from the other color. So three white come from behind into a 3-on-2. The three white guys are on offense, three white jerseys. And they play that out, whatever happens, happens, blow a whistle, and now they immediately jump to defense, and they're defending a 4-on-3 from above the cage with the blue team coming in with four offensive players.
Hey, man, that's a cool idea.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure where Coach Abbott got it, but our guys love it. So we did that yesterday. And it's, you know, so you do it for 3 minutes of their play offense with a 3-on-2 and defense with a 4-on-3, and the team switch. And then the blue team would come in 3-on-2, and then the white team would come in 4-on-3.
Coach, I'm ready to sign off. I love that drill.
Cool. Yeah, it's great. You know, once they get the hang of it, it moves really fast.
How long did it take him to get the hang of it?
Probably a couple of minutes last year. You know, when we have a new drill, we'll explain it in the huddle for a couple of minutes, and then we'll walk through the first rep or two, and then we'll start to do it full speed. But now this is the second year of it, so it's just bringing the freshmen up to speed and making sure they understand.
Hey, man, I hope you got all that. I'm so humbled, man. It's been 10 years on the website, and you guys are all awesome. Consider the premium membership if you want to upgrade and listen to close to 170 hours of coaching tips from coaches. Anyway, this is Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com. Man, you guys are awesome.